This morning, I want to talk about Jerusalem and, of course, St. Thérèse of Lisieux. I'll go with St. Thérèse of Lisieux, just a beautiful young lady, almost a girl. As you know, a lot of her life, passing away at about 24 years old. In my heart, that would be 11 years younger than myself now. And in her life of 24 years, she put a fire of love on our whole planet and our Catholic Church. And how she said the little ways is a reminder for myself and I think all of you that it is the little things. It's the little things where when there was one nun that St. Thérèse of Lisieux actually didn't like her, but she loved her. And she showed that love even when she didn't like her, where this nun actually thought she was her best friend. And then second, I think that image that, you know, the Lord, all I am is like a ball. Just use me as a ball. So always continue in your personal lives with the St. Thérèse of Lisieux, of course, today at Mass and in your lives, especially those with the devotions to her. Because what she showed with love and as a doctor, listen again about our readings with Jerusalem. Really the small ways, but also the huge ways. And those are connected, as we've heard in the readings in the last couple of weeks. First with Jesus. Jesus, when the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem. That's in Luke 9. So you're 9 chapters in to the book of Luke, the Gospel according to Luke, which there's 24 chapters, and kind of one of the jokes is that he wanders around Jerusalem until he actually gets to Jerusalem. But Luke is a great writer, poetically shows that was a time Jesus knew my mission is Jerusalem, but by the way I have to do all these other things to show love to others. And then in Zechariah, thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men of every nationality speaking different tongues shall take hold, yes, take hold of every Jew by the edge of his garment and say, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. And our responsorial psalm, God is with us. Let's just finish again with St. Thérèse of Lisieux. She knew that God was with her. Whether it was a good day or a bad day, tuberculosis with the emotions that every person has, but she always knew that God was with her. And she wanted to pray in heaven for us. And we see in the scriptures again that as we see what happened in the history of the prophets and the gospels and beyond, that is speaking to us today. So let's think today how God is with us, how we are to go to the nations, all the nationalities, like in the Old Testament, New. And if we want to do those great things that Jesus taught us, we have to do the small things, the little ways, like St. Thérèse of Lisieux. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, pray for us.